Welcome to the Glacier Review. What's new, Glacier View? Life in our town. Whatever is new or news in Glacier View, plus a little bit more. Glacier View is located between mile 89 and 119 on the Glen Highway. The Glacier Review program is brought to you on KGVC, Big Glacier Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial. We are rebroadcast from KVRF, Radio Free Palmer, making radio cool again. My name is Joseph Davis, and today's stardate, 10166. So again, today's stardate, 10166. That's today's stardate. Yippers. First up on the Glacier Review is the Glacier Notes. Well, the Matanuska Glacier is shining. People are visiting in droves from all over the world, all over the state, even from Glacier View. Lots of water, though, is going down the Matanuska River. The normal high is maybe around 3 feet on the high side. The marker on the side of the bridge, down at Keith's Bridge marker, it says 3 feet when it's high. It's been, on the 2nd of July, it was up to 5 feet 11 there at the Keith's Bridge marker. Only twice has this happened since 1993, according to the residents that live on that other side. And so only twice since 1993 has it been that high. That's pretty good. In 1993, I did the math. I ran out of fingers and toes, but I got there. That's 24 years from today. So it's pretty doggone high. And we saw in the news today how that house just, man, did you see that on Facebook? That house just disappeared. It was gone, that log cabin. Nobody was hurt. The occupants hadn't lived there in 2 years, but that beautiful log cabin is gone down the river. That river just cut it out and took it away. Up next, the Glacier View Community Council Notebook. You know, being community council president is really fun and interesting. All kinds of things are going on, and people call me about all kinds of things. So you think 234 people along 30 miles of highway that council president, you wouldn't get many phone calls. But we get calls all the time. Lately, it's been, how's the glacier? And the glacier is great. It's still where it was. 10 to 15,000 years ago is when that cutoff happened. Lake Otna had was a great big glacier lake, super lake, and it dumped in three or four days, and it carved out the valley between Glacier View, the Matanuska Glacier, and Anchorage. It cut off the glacier there. It's been at that point ever since. That's why the glacier's where it is today. And that's why it's the last great glacier that you can drive to. So I get calls about the glacier. How are the glaciers? The glacier, Matanuska Glacier. We call it the Mighty Matanuska. The other thing I get calls about is 4th of July. And yes, today is the 6th of July if you're listening to it on the day that this program airs. So I got a lot of calls about the 4th of July. And hats off to Arnie and Carol Hernzer and their family and crew and friends and people that come from I don't know where show up and help Arnie as well as locals. What a 4th of July event this year. Now, 4, 5, 6 years ago, I used to go down to Arnie's down at Hicks Creek when they had the little homestead cafe there. And he started a 4th of July event. He is really a superstar in Glacier View with this 4th of July. Well, then, when he moved up here around mile 99, if you see the zip line and 99er diner sign, that's where that all the 4th of July stuff happens. He has a nice little pavilion down at the river, and he shares it with the community. So the first year, we maybe had 150 people show up for a potluck. Second year, maybe 250. And then it's gotten bigger and bigger every year. We had 400 people. Couple years ago. Last year, we had 1,000 people show up. Now, obviously, 234 people in Glacier View, they're not all from Glacier View, which is great. It's fine. It's 4th of July. People are out and about. People are hearing about Glacier View just because of Arnie's work. So we had 1,000 people last year, and viral, and the videos of the cars going off the cliff. Yes, Glacier View is the place where the car goes off the cliff. They went viral. 1.4 million hits on one of the videos alone. Wow. So this year, I flew my quadcopter, my drone, over and counted cars. Now, I videoed it so I could slow it down and count. I counted about 270 vehicles parked down there. Now, there's other cars up above. There's other cars. Arnie has some camping areas, and there's other people that have showed up coming in cars. I mean, so there was easily 300 cars in the neighborhood. Wow. So how many people? I don't know what the official count is, but it's a lot. So they had, I believe, 6 cars tuned up for making the run this year. And they had, so 4th of July, the flyover, Kingdom Air, 5 airplanes, 3 passes. Those guys are just so good to us here in Glacier View. After that was the beginning of the festivities with the invocation and the pledge, and then the parade, and then food. Then 2:30, 3 in the afternoon, the cars started going off the cliff and made a splash. In fact, one of the cameras is still on a car yesterday after the fun. It was a GoPro attached to one of the cars. They had to get it later. Now, I want to let you know that this is Arnie's land and his work. And it's something he gives back to the world with his 4th of July event. Before the cars go off, all the glass, headlights, taillights, that's all removed. Everything that has liquid that can be removed is removed. The gas tank is gone. And just before it goes over the cliff, they slash the radiator hose and it drains into one of those big tractor draining tubs. You've seen them. And they drain the coolant. So when these things go out and over and down, their lifespan is already, you know, those cars aren't going to last. But they roar off that cliff flying through the air. And today, right now, you go down there, you wouldn't know an event happened. It is pristine. Arnie and his crew, what a fabulous job they do. But before that, we have something new. Chelsea Musin and her crew had the Glacier View Fun Run, the 5K Fun Run, started at 9:45. My wife and I volunteered for the Fun Run and helped with the records in that. Chelsea, on her own initiative, is interested in community, in physical health in the community. So running is good. So she had the 5K for adults and the 1 mile for kids that happened after the 5K. People had bib numbers. They signed up in advance, and those who signed up by the June 4th were guaranteed t-shirts. Now, there was a fee, but there was also sponsors. I had a lot of good sponsors to make this Fun Run a great success. So she had a clock for electronic timing, hooked into one of Arnie's generators. Arnie was the MC, giving the calling out and that. And clock, everybody received a ribbon with a medal on it saying Glacier View 5K Fun Run 2017. And then the first 3 men and the first 3 women got really excellent hot and cold vacuum bottles, sport bottles. Also, Chelsea's husband, Aaron, ran, and he ran in a quite elaborate Uncle Sam outfit. Now, he's one tall guy, and he's got long legs. He said anybody that could beat Uncle Sam would get a $5 bill. And at the end of the race, I was part of the medal crew in that. Chelsea was handing out $5 bills until her husband, Aaron, showed up. And, whoa, what a surprise to get $5 back from your registration fee. So how many? What are the numbers? 100 adults, about 100 adults ran, and about 30 kids ran in the kids' 1 mile fun run. So I think we'll see this again. Chelsea and her friends got this together, did an astonishingly good job. So between Arnie and Chelsea, hats off to you for such a great 4th of July. Thank you very much. And since there is no community council meeting in June or July, we don't have any council news, but thought you'd want to hear about the 4th of July. I wonder what they're thinking about next 4th of July. On another note, did you know that you can listen to the Glacier View Weather every morning at 8:25, Monday through Friday, on Radio Free Palmer? That's true. Mark up at the Sheet Mountain end of things and myself, Joseph Davis, have the Glacier View Weather, every morning, Monday through Friday, at 8:25 with our own Mike Malevsky. So if you want to know what's going on in the weather up this way in the summer, is it cloudy, is it sunny, is it raining? Well, check in at 8:25 every weekday morning. In the winter, maybe you drive big freight trucks for local companies or work for local utilities, or your UPS or FedEx or the mail truck or something. You need to know the weather coming up this way. We do the Glacier View Weather every weekday in the year, except for a few exceptional holidays. So if you're bringing a truck up, trailer up, or you want to come up and go snowmobiling or skiing in the winter or trails in the summer, listen, 8:25 every weekday morning for Mark Fleener and myself, Joseph Davis, and Mike Malevsky at Radio Free Palmer, Big Cabbage Radio, and in Glacier View, here we have Big Glacier Radio, 91.5 on your FM up here in Glacier View. So that's the weather. It's been going on for, 6 months now. So it's time to get the word out. We worked out a few bugs. And by the way, I keep a daily record of the weather. So next year at this time, I'll be able to say, well, the weather was this today or that today, and we're going to say what it is that day. All right, that's it for the weather report from Glacier View. The Glacier Review program is brought to you on KGVC radio station, Big Glacier Radio, rebroadcast from KVRF, Big Cabbage Radio. We're a member-supported community radio station with members like you. Join Radio Free Palmer, where we build, inform, and celebrate community through local radio. Be a part of your own local radio station. Have an idea for your own program? Let's talk. Stream us live over the internet on your computer, tablet, and smartphone. Even cars and trucks are doing it these days. Visit RadioFreePalmer.org for details to become a member today. You can also visit us on our Facebook page, Radio Free Palmer. Listen to Radio Free Palmer from Lion's Head in Glacier View all the way through Chickaloon, Sutton, Palmer, the Butte, and Wasilla. We are broadcasting in Palmer at 89.7 FM, Sutton at 89.5 FM, and in Glacier View at 91.5 on your FM dial, making radio cool again. My name is Joseph Davis. Well, that's it for the Glacier Review this week. Okay, let me rephrase that. That's it for now. We're going to have Glacier View Garden News and the beekeepers and other things next time. Maybe even a little bit about Palmer Rotary Club and their garage sale in 2 Saturdays at the Salvation Army building. But we'll talk about that later. So, since it's summertime, not a lot going with the council, let's have some go along with music. Summer music.
Per sentire una canzone con te ed averti solamente per me, il mio braccio ti darò e con me ti porterò in un piccolo e nascosto caffè. C'è la macchina dei dischi che va, tanta musica per noi suonerà. Con Sinatra, Johnny Ray, Frankie Lane e Doris Day, ogni cuore sognerà. Jukebox è una magica invenzione, jukebox, pochi soldi, una canzone, jukebox, un gettone, la felicità, per sentire una canzone con te ed averti solamente per me. Il mio braccio ti darò e con me ti porterò in quel piccolo caffè, per sentire una canzone con te. Magica invenzione, jukebox, pochi soldi, una canzone, jukebox, un gettone, la felicità, per sentire una canzone con te ed averti solamente per me. Il mio braccio ti darò e con me ti porterò in quel piccolo caffè, per sentire una canzone con te.
Is that summer music? Whoa, that's from Putumayo's Italian Cafe Mix. And the name of that, of course, is Jukebox. What's next on the list?
Je cherche la fée clochette, la fée des boîtes de nuit. Je cherche la fée clochette, celle qui me fait toujours entrer gratuit. Je cherche ma fantômette, la fée des fêtes, la fée des bars. Ma fée clochette qui me fait toujours entrer trop tard. C'est une jolie fillette qui me fait coucou toutes les nuits. À travers un verre de whisky, à travers un verre d'anisette, elle me raconte des sonnettes. Tout au fond d'un verre de mescal, j'entends le ding-dong du cristal où tape sa baguette. Je cherche la fée clochette, la fée des boîtes de nuit. Je cherche la fée clochette, celle qui me fait toujours entrer gratuit. Je cherche ma fantômette, la fée des fêtes, la fée des bars. Ma fée clochette qui me fait toujours entrer trop tard. Pour capturer cette minette, je passe mille et une nuits à lui raconter qui je suis, à inventer pour qu'elle accepte de mettre un pied dans mon carrosse, de partager mon verre de rhum. Mais au matin, elle se transforme en fée carabosse. Et moi, clochette, la fée des boîtes de nuit. Je cherche la fée clochette, celle qui me fait toujours entrer gratuit. Je cherche ma fantômette, la fée des fêtes, la fée des bars. Ma fée clochette qui me fait toujours rentrer trop tard. Je ferai 100 000 guinguettes, je boirai 100 000 whisky, je fumerai 100 000 cigarettes pour la ramener dans mon lit. Mais j'ai bien peur que cette chérie n'existe juste que dans ma tête. Mon paradis, ma fabulette, mon Saint-Esprit, ma fée clochette, la fée des boîtes de nuit. Celle qui me fait toujours entrer gratuit, ma fée clochette.
Right, and like I can pronounce the name of this song, I cannot. I could spell it for you, but even that's long. Again, that's from Italian Cafe, from the Putumayo Mix, and it's kind of a different kind of summer song.
Carina, diventi tutti i giorni più carina, ma in fondo resti sempre una bambina che non conosce il dolce gioco dell'amore. Graziosa, nessuna donna al mondo è più graziosa, perché la tua boccuccia deliziosa, se vuole un bacio non ha il coraggio di mentire. Carina, allegra e spensierata sei carina, ma con il broncio sembri ancora più bella, tu sei la stella che manca in cielo. Perché carina, carina, carina sei tu, simpatica e dolce ogni giorno di più, e col tuo candore carina tu sei fatta per amare. Come? Gioco dell'amore. Graziosa, nessuna donna al mondo è più graziosa, perché la tua boccuccia deliziosa, se vuole un bacio non ha il coraggio di mentire. Carina, spensierata sei carina, col broccio sembri ancora più bella, tu sei la stella che manca in cielo. Perché carina, carina, carina sei tu, simpatica e dolce sempre di più, e col tuo sorriso carina tu sei nata per amare. Carina, tu sei fatta per amare.
Okay, we got the name of that song, Carina, from the Italian Cafe a Putumayo mix. Let's see what else we can find. We'll be right back. All right, this is Beverly Hills Cop's theme song, Axel F., from the Beverly Hills Cop movie, starring Eddie Murphy. Boy, that's kind of an old tune, but it has some nice sound and rhythms. But now we're going to take a big flip from going from Italian to Beverly Hills to Mike Seeger with Tennessee Dog.
Anybody here want to buy a little dog? I'm right here to sell you. He ain't no catfish, ain't no hog, and I'm right here to tell you that dog, that Tennessee dog, his head is long, his is flat. He never stops eating till the bone of the jack. That dog, that dog, that dog, talk about that dog. He's the meanest dog that come from Tennessee. Take pork chops and liver. He can catch more rats than any other cat on this side of Mississippi River. That dog, that mean little dog, his head is long, ears is flat. He never stops to eat till the bone of the jack. That dog, that dog, that, talk about that dog, he's the meanest dog that come from Tennessee. Come here to me, Tabby, before I ride up and shivo. He can catch more rats than any other cat on this side the Mississippi River. That dog, talk about that dog. Yes, head is long, ears is flat. He never stops to eat till the bone of the jack. That dog, talk about that dog. He's the meanest dog that come from Tennessee.
All right, that's Mike Seeger, Tennessee Dog. Well, that's an old tune, probably historic tune. Anyway, thanks for joining me on the Glacier Review this wonderful summer. Everything's so green. Does something on today's program interest you? Care to add to the discussion? Visit the Glacier Review on Facebook. I'll be posting web links, photos of guests, and more. Join the discussion. Thanks for visiting Radio Free Palmer. Until my next program, good wishes to you and yours. My name is Joseph Davis, and this is Big Cabbage Radio, Big Glacier Radio, and Radio Free Palmer.